Grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Who is to say that your religion or your worldview is any better than mine? The claim that Christ and Christianity are the only way to eternal salvation is simply an outrageous and insufferable arrogance. Those are hard words. And in our postmodern world, you hear them often, or words to the same effect. What does God and Holy Scripture have to say in response? The answer is in today's scripture lesson, which begins with the exhortation, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see if they are from God, for many false prophets are gone out into the world." The heart of John's words is in the second verse of that chapter, where he writes, "Every spirit that confesses that Jesus has come into the flesh is from God." Disregard for a moment those who renounce all godliness and wish to live lives totally given to the flesh. I say disregard them and think about the religious world for a moment. Think about those whose natural knowledge of God, conscience, if you will, tells them that there is a life beyond the grave. Religion, by its nature, purports to prepare for that life. But unlike your holy Christian faith, the common denominator of every man-made religion is to prepare for that life in some way or another by personal virtue, by good works offered out of that guilty conscience. Nevertheless, many, if not all religions, world religions included, have some opinion about Jesus, about who he was. And here is where St. John exhorts his hearers to try the spirits. Test the test of a spirit, and that is of a religion, John says, is this: does it confess that Jesus Christ has come into the flesh? If so, it is from God. If not, it isn't. It is as simple as that. And here we are right back to Christmas again, right back to the Incarnation. Everything depends on Jesus being the Christ, the Anointed One, sent from God. God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made. That's what the confessors of Nicaea declared in the year 325. Now look around you. Don't look at the atheists and scoffers of the world, but look at what so often purports to be the church and Christianity. What does it confess? Listen to the preaching, the spirits who hedge in 100 ways about the deity of Christ, that he is really and truly God, of one substance with the Father. Don't just shrug your shoulders and say, well, that's now not how I would say it, but I guess it's still Christianity and it's therefore okay, or at least it's better than nothing. Is it? If Christ is not preached as God in the flesh, it is not Christianity. A Christ in whom all the fullness of the Godhead does not dwell bodily is not a Christ who can take upon himself the guilt of your sin and the sin of the whole world and give to God a ransom for that sin. Believe not every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God. Do you remember when Jesus asked the Pharisees, Matthew chapter 22, what do you think about the Christ? Whose son is he? They answered, as you recall, that he is the son of David. What did Jesus say? If then David calls him Lord, how is he his son? Jesus' point and purpose was to show the Pharisees that he is the Christ who has come from God in the flesh. The same point and purpose as we find in St. John's epistle from which we read today. Some of you are pastors of long experience, perhaps taking some courses during the summer. Others of you are just beginning to prepare yourself for that office, or maybe even getting ready to begin. Others are preparing for the deaconess office. Most are somewhere in between those brackets, those bookends. But the heart of your study will be to learn and practice the skill of confessing and proclaiming that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. And the skill of testing the spirits in order that you may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince those who teach otherwise and who are therefore not from God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.